during the night of Friday, we had a discussion, and maybe some brothers couldn't understand the bayan or the meaning of what I said. So what I'd like to do is just explain it in a little bit more detail. What I requested was, or mentioned, was that the human being, the individual, when he goes to sleep, then as we like physically to be pure and clean and go to bed, in the same way, the sins of the batin in a soul that accumulate during the whole day, that's a big burden on an individual, it's a weight. So for that, the best method is that the dhikr of Allah should be performed for a little while, the remembrance of Allah. So I explained the methodology for that, that when a person has an intention to go to sleep, prior to going to bed, just before going to bed, going to sleep, to on the latifa qalb, the lesson of the heart, to do dhikr of Allah. And those individuals who have more lessons, more asbaq than latifa qalb, somebody has two or three lessons or four lessons or five lessons, then according to that you can do dhikr. But I didn't say that every person should do dhikr on five lessons or lataif. You can't, because however many lessons you've been given, permitted to do, you can only do that. So it just means this, that if you've got lesson number one, ijazah, permission, then sit. And on latifa qalb, according to your capacity, however much you can do. Normally a person can do 120 tasbihs across the five lessons, but if you've only got lesson one, latifa qalb, then sit down. However much dhikr you want to do, do it for a little while. The same way for the sisters, the women folk, however many women folk there are, if they've been given dhikr on latifa qalb, then they should sit and focus on lesson one, latifa qalb, and do dhikr. And if you cannot do tasbih, utilize the tasbih, then do maraqabah, silent dhikr. If you don't want to do tasbih, then do maraqabah dhikr, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And Allah's name is such that alhamdulillah, if you say it once, then inside the whole of yourself will be pure, clean. Yeah, that's it. That's the meaning. So just sit down for a while. Alhamdulillah, a person feels like you can do more. You can increase it. That's what I mentioned. Maybe some misunderstood what I said. Maybe you understood correctly, or if I didn't understand. But that's all I wanted to say. That I didn't say that everyone should sit on and do five lataif, five lessons. Some people said, oh, I've got ijazah now to do more. No, I didn't say that. That asbaq, the lessons are not given via verbally. You have to sit in front of the teacher and he teaches those lessons. So whichever latifa lesson you given dhikr for, that latifa, that part, it works. So whatever dhikr you've been given permission ijazah before sleeping, a little while before you sleep, do that dhikr and you will see the benefit of that. A lot of benefit you will attain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وسلمنا وأصلحنا وشدنا وخاتمنا الحمد لله كل ذلك عند الله اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما سرت وما تعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستعذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحيان والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين